It takes a team. Everyone has a team. Even the Lone Ranger had Tonto and Silver. Well, in the business of investment real estate, you can't afford to be a Lone Ranger. In fact, it's impossible to accomplish your goal on your own, no matter what your goal is. Why have a team? Having a team of experts on call is not free and it is not cheap. Those are the two biggest reasons why many inexperienced investors make a rookie mistake. They try to do almost everything themselves. Sure, they may save a few dollars in the short run, but they usually lose in the long run. Without experts on your team, deals take longer to find, evaluate, and close. So there's a value of your time and the loss of valuable opportunities. Do-it-yourselfers miss details that experts would see in a minute, like clauses missing in contracts, obvious defects in construction, and hundreds if not thousands of other issues experts would point out up front. Real-world case. One investor who decided to go it alone is a man from Seattle who called us right after he purchased a 100-unit property and asked us to help him manage it. The key word here is after. The property is in Phoenix, and he had absolutely no plan for it. He had never walked into any of the units. He never called anyone to inquire what the resident mix was like. He never even checked what kind of neighborhood the property was in. He had bought it sight unseen. The property was in massive disrepair, a nice way of saying it should have been condemned. And worse than that, it was full of gang members. Even the Phoenix Police Department was instructed never to enter the premises without backup. This man's laziness on the front end cost him tons of money. I wonder why now, but we did take on the management contract for this property, and the price tag was pretty steep to get this place back in shape. Outside contractors of every kind, lawyers, you name it, we hired them all. We sent eviction notices that nearly evacuated the entire place just to get rid of the riffraff. That meant the owner endured months of significantly reduced income and sky-high marketing costs to get the property leased. It was a mess that took the better part of a year. If this man had taken the time to establish a network of people in Phoenix before buying the property, they would have either steered him clear of the property or flushed out all the issues so he could have established a plan to turn the property around. This is just one example. There are thousands of others. The point here is simply that the wise investor pays on the front end and reaps the rewards on the back end. The fees it would have cost the property owner from Seattle to have his Phoenix team visit the property and file a report or two were a pittance when compared with what it cost him to get his property in shape. My brother-in-law is an accountant. People have wildly different views on partnering with family members. Some say go for it and save a bundle. Others say avoid it at all costs. I fall somewhere in between. I believe that having family members on your team, or even partnering with them, is a good idea as long as you make an informed decision and know what you are getting into. Because, let's face it, next year's Thanksgiving dinner is on the line. Plenty of families can mix business with personal relationships and do just fine. Others have not mastered the art. Only you know where your family fits in. Partners. A good thing or a bad idea? At MC Companies, my partner Ross and I have been together since almost day one. His skills and my skills dovetail perfectly. He handles the construction and development, and I handle the management and operations. We both handle acquisitions, and together we each bring to the deal our own unique perspectives. It's a great relationship, and because we have mutual respect and honesty, it works. Here are some qualities good partnerships have in common. Healthy debate. You should have room for debate before decisions are made. Open-mindedness. You shouldn't have to spend valuable time continually convincing your partner of your goals. Commitment. You should be committed to each other and your goals. Similar values. You and your partner should share the same values. Accountability. You and your partner should push each other to achieve objectives and have mutual accountability. These qualities will guide you in establishing a partnership in your business. Now we'll look at how to partner with others outside your company. Your all-important team. The following lists include all the people and professionals you will eventually have in your team and how to evaluate and select them. While the lists may appear overwhelming, understand that you will accumulate contacts over time and you don't need all of them at all times. There's no need to run out and start interviewing paving companies, for example, when you don't have a parking lot that needs resurfacing. You just need a few key team members to get started: an attorney, an accountant, a real estate broker, and a property manager. But here are the full lists to get you prepared. Your business team. Before you do anything, even print your business cards and letterhead, get your business set up correctly. To do that, you'll need to talk to an attorney who will advise you about setting up your company. Should you set up a corporation, a limited liability company, or some other business entity? Regardless of which you choose, having a formal company established will protect your personal assets and provide tax advantages to you. The property search team. The property search team will primarily consist of a real estate broker and a property manager. I recommend interviewing several professionals in each field until you find people you like, who know the market, have your same level of integrity, and who understand that they are there to help you achieve your goal. Both of these professionals can also help you establish the rest of your team, especially for the property inspections process, commonly called due diligence, which occurs once you get into escrow.